The unexpected Jesus, Jesus Lord of the harvest. Today we're diving into a beautiful truth about Jesus that sometimes catches us off guard. We know Jesus as the Saviour, the Shepherd and the King, but did you know that he's also the Lord of the harvest? When we hear the word harvest, many of us think of crops, fields and agriculture. But in the Bible, harvest is often used as a metaphor for God's work in the world. It's about people. People who are ready to hear the gospel. People who are ready to come to Jesus. Today, we're going to explore what it means that Jesus is the Lord of the harvest and how this impacts our calling as his disciples. The harvest is ready. Let's begin by looking at Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Jesus was talking to his disciples, but this message applies to us today as well. The harvest refers to the souls of people. People who are ready to respond to the message of salvation. Jesus, in his divine wisdom, saw a world full of people longing for redemption, and he used the metaphor of a harvest to explain the urgency and the opportunity before us. The Greek word for harvest here is therissimos, meaning the process of gathering the ripened crop. Spiritually, it points to those who are ripe, ready to be gathered into God's kingdom. There are countless people in our communities, our workplaces, and even our families who are ripe for the gospel. They're waiting for someone to share the good news with them. John chapter 4 verse 35 says, "You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest." Jesus was reminding his disciples, and us, that we don't have to wait for some distant future. The time is now. The harvest is already ripe. We must open our eyes to see the people around us who are ready to hear the gospel. Perhaps there's someone at your workplace who's been asking questions about faith. Maybe it's a family member going through a tough time. The harvest is ready, but the workers, those who are willing to share the gospel, a few. Will you be one of the workers that Jesus sends into his harvest fields? Imagine a farmer standing in a field of golden wheat, but instead of workers to gather it, the field is empty. Day by day, the harvest becomes more at risk of being lost. That's what it's like when we ignore the spiritual harvest around us. Souls are waiting, and time is of the essence. Evangelist Greg Laurie once said, "The problem is not that the harvest is not ready. The problem is that we are not ready to bring in the harvest." Jesus, Lord of the harvest. Let's focus on the phrase, the Lord of the harvest. Jesus tells his disciples in Matthew 9:38 to pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields. The Greek word used for Lord here is Kyrios, which means master, ruler, or one who exercises authority. This means that Jesus is not just passively observing the harvest. He is actively in charge of it. He is orchestrating it, leading it, and sending workers into it. As the Lord of the harvest, Jesus is sovereign over every soul and every opportunity for salvation. He is the one who calls and equips the workers, and he's the one who empowers the harvest to be gathered. Consider Luke chapter 10 verse 2, where Jesus says, "These were his instructions to them. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Jesus repeats this same command, showing how central this idea is to his ministry. We're called to participate in the harvest, but the power, guidance, and growth comes from him. He is the Lord of the harvest. If Jesus is the Lord of the harvest, then it's his harvest, not ours. That means the pressure isn't on us to save people. That's God's job. We are simply called to be obedient and share the message of salvation. Our role is to be faithful, and he will bring the increase. Think of a captain commanding a fleet of ships. The sailors have their roles and responsibilities, but it's the captain who sets the course and leads them to the destination. In the same way, Jesus is directing us as workers in his field. He has the master plan, and he is guiding us to people who need him. It was Billy Graham who said, "It's the Holy Spirit's job to convict, God's job to judge, and my job to love." Jesus, the Lord of the harvest, will guide us to where we need to be, but it's our responsibility to love and share the truth. The call to be workers in the harvest. Jesus tells us to pray for workers to be sent into the harvest. But as we continue reading in Matthew chapter 10, we see that Jesus does more than just ask his disciples to pray. He sends them, and in the same way he sends us today. We find our calling in Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. Our work in the harvest isn't just about full-time ministry or being a missionary. Wherever God has placed you, whether you're a teacher, an accountant, a parent, or a student, you are in the field of harvest. The word work here is the Greek word agazomai, which means to toil, labour, or work for hire. It's not just a job, it's a calling, a labour that carries eternal significance. Romans chapter 10, verses 14 and 15 emphasise this. But how can they call on him to save them unless they believe in him? And how can they believe in him if they've never heard about him? And how can they hear about him unless someone tells them? And how will anyone go and tell them without being sent? We are the ones being sent by Jesus to go out and share his good news. Friend, will you answer the call to be a worker in the field? It doesn't mean you have to be a pastor or a missionary. It means being a light where you are, sharing the hope of Jesus with those you encounter in your daily life. Whether through words, actions, or prayers, we are all called to participate in the harvest. I once heard a story about a man who thought his only role was to support missionaries financially. But then he realized, after a neighbor asked him about his faith, that his mission field was right next door. Sometimes the harvest is closer than we think, and God is waiting for us to be the workers he sends. Pastor and author Francis Chan challenges us. Our greatest fear should not be a failure, but of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter. What could matter more than participating in the harvest of souls that Jesus is gathering? The joy of the harvest. Finally, let's talk about the joy that comes from participating in the harvest. Jesus didn't call us to this work to burden us. He called us to experience the joy of seeing lives transformed by his grace. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6 remind us, those who plant in tears will harvest with shouts of joy. They weep as they go to plant their seed, but they sing as they return with the harvest. There may be challenges and difficulties as we work in the field, but the joy of seeing someone come to Christ far outweighs the struggles. Luke 15:7 says, "In the same way, there's more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away." Every soul that comes to Jesus is a cause for heavenly celebration. Friend, do you want to experience the joy of the harvest? There's nothing more fulfilling than knowing that God has used you to bring someone into his kingdom. It's an eternal joy that lasts forever. Imagine a farmer who has worked tirelessly to grow a crop. The moment when the harvest is finally gathered is a moment of joy and celebration. The same is true in the spiritual harvest. When someone comes to Christ, there is joy, both here on earth and in heaven. So in conclusion, today I ask you, will you answer the call to join Jesus, the Lord of the harvest, in his work? The harvest is ready, the workers are few, and Jesus is sending us out to gather souls into his kingdom. This week, remember that the harvest field is all around you. There are people in your life who are ripe for the gospel, waiting for someone to share the love of Jesus with them. Will you be that worker? If you're here today and you haven't yet experienced the love and grace of Jesus, know that he is inviting you into his harvest. He loves you and is calling you to come and experience his forgiveness and new life. If you're ready to make that decision, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today, ready to surrender my life. I believe that you died for my sins and rose again to give me new life. I trust you as my Saviour and Lord. Amen.